And hi there, and welcome to my new audio series, Uno Radio, live with UK Steve. I'm releasing these audios, and I'll be releasing them on Telegram with an IPFS link. And I'll be distributing these around the scene. The purpose of these audios is to kind of offer a more cogent, less of a free-for-all narrative as to what my thoughts are and how I'd like to share them with other people who might find them beneficial. So, going for a walk at the moment, a very lovely day deep in the Avalon levels. And I'm doing what I do every single day, which is fighting the dew. That's all I do, that's all I've ever known. That's all I stand for, is the absolute destruction of the dew. So, a little about myself, if you don't know too much about me. If you do know something about me, that's good also, I have nothing to hide. And I'm known for being an old face, old jock on the scene. And I probably have the most hardline views, not just in UK, but pretty much on this planet with a handful of other people. People who help me and I help them. So I've ended up on the run after having my house smashed down, my house for 5 years. And I've been out on the levels taking land for 7 years. I've kind of been on the run outside of the system for 10 since I was done over for trying to infiltrate a local synagogue, doxing every banker on the planet, finding out that Akhenaten was Moses and the true plan of Zionism and Judaism, which is the annihilation and covetation of all creation. And I've led 1,000 stories and fought 1,000 battles. And if I can offer my experience in the fields that I'm specialised in, please feel free to ask. You can email me at mordred@protomail.com. You can find me at Uno Radio. Or Uno SLP, because I do have my own currency. If I could empower you, all for it. So, I've got a few things to say. I'm going to try and build my way up. And a lot of what I want to say, perhaps you've heard before, is thematic. But it does good to hammer in the head of the nail. Get your point across. So I talk initially about three things: housing, transport and employment. Now, why do you want to talk about those three things, Steve? Because to the vast amount of goyim out there who are never going to make it, they are the three items which make them functional within their paradigm that they believe they can survive in. And if you fuck up their transport, employment, or housing, you're essentially sanctioning and disempowering an individual. At the moment, having my house smashed in is quite an issue. But I managed to learn a few things over the years. And one of the things I've noticed, having an eye for these things, are letting agencies. The development of a sub-parasite class. So you have your landlords on their third mortgage, living on their equity, fucking off their children, their inheritance. But now it seems with a synthetic constriction of the housing supply of self-contained accommodation, let alone accommodation suitable to raise a family, this artificial constriction of the supply of housing in the UK, instead of being addressed, is being exacerbated and indeed capitalised upon. And I want to give you an example which, in a nutshell, describes the problem with the shithole UK. I see on the notice board a flat, some name called Francois, and I thought, okay, foreign owner, foreign bondholder coming here, cashing in, consolidating, buying asset, and now renting it out because they've probably spent all their savings living on us as a pure parasite. They don't make anything, don't produce anything, and they just make your life harder by diluting your money supply. And so after seeing this, first thing in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, I responded to the advert at 10. And when I picked up the phone and talked to this person, it was a woman. And a French woman. And she said, oh, the flat's gone. It went really quick. And I was someone who was going to pay cash up front, by the way, and made that perfectly clear. About 6 hours later, I went on the internet checking the local accommodation, and I saw the exact same flat, but it was £100 more expensive. A letting agency who'd paid a year's worth of tenancy to the landlord if they sublet it to them and allow the privilege, and they artificially increased the price by a quarter, 25%, in under 2 months. And I've watched this happen quite quickly as people realise we're moving into a temporary secular inflation in a crack-up boom. The mother of all crack-up booms. It's a plane for everything. And in all this town of 10,000 people, there is one flat way overpriced. Now, fortunately, I happen to have a little bit of dollar, happen to be able to pay my way. But when you live in a town like this, where there's thousands of travellers, hundreds of caravans, there's about a dozen encampments, and you see all these people, perhaps degenerate or otherwise, not all of them. Some of the smartest people I know are travellers. I'm not talking about Romanies either. Or Irish tinkers. It's people who experience have led a free life. And definitely not a slave. And taught me a lot about being not a slave. They just didn't know about the money like I do. Got sold a pop song as revolution. So I think there's more and more homelessness, more and more disempowerment. Most of these travellers and people I see here, Glasby is kind of a cosmopolitan PowerPoint. Many factions are here. Most of them are white. Most of the disempowered are white. Don't see any disempowered Muslims here, even though there's a handful of Muslims. Don't see any disempowered Indians, or disempowered Chinese, or disempowered Jews. I just see disempowered white people. I don't see dozens and dozens of blacks here representing their section of the population, which leads me to believe that all the blacks and niggers are chasing dollar, and that is their spiritual value, and they'll do anything for that, including taking people's homes. And all these invaders are shortly to be armed against the population, an unarmed population. And what you've seen in South Africa is nothing. In fact, what you've seen before will be nothing. You're just going to see a slaughter. And we talk about a second point. Employment. It's hard enough bleeding out your savings, having to spend your investments and liquidate them to survive during lockdown. But now, with these temporary restrictions and the yearly dose of hopium, it's like a summer holiday at school, isn't it? We're allowed to leave school and go on summer holiday and then back to slavery with these cunts. And what we're starting to see, like with letting agencies, is job agencies also charging, it should be your wages, a synthetic margin, which is not backed up nor with growth or productivity, and is a purely parasitical relationship upon the worker. Both these letting agencies and job agencies need to be stopped, because they are the front men for the bankers, our Jewish banker friends. So working for a letting agency is not the way. Working for them is not the way. Being prosperous outside the system is the way. However that is done, hopefully not with degeneracy or criminality, and hopefully at the expense of the Jew at all times. So choose where you spend your time with your employment. What trade, what corporation, what area, what stage of your life you're in, if you want to raise a family. There's some places, definitely cities, that you don't want to raise a family. You don't. What's the point? You'll just be slaughtered. And who are you working for? How much of your time is necessary for the means of survival in your life, to look after you and yours? How much of your time is invested in the future? How much of your time is invested in fighting? That's what I want to know, because I put all my time and energy, and pretty much all my life, most of my resources, into fighting the Jewish enemy. Thirdly, transport. On this prison planet now, unlike before the 1800s, but especially so now with mass surveillance. Surveillance which is quite hard to conceive of, and the processing power incomprehensible to calculate. I'm watching everything. Treating you as a cash cow, creating impossible goalposts as pretexts and excuses for robbing you. One of the main ways they do that is your car. And this is where the travellers have gone wrong, where our ancestors perhaps can be a bit more insightful. The motor car, the pigs have got the roads locked down, I tell you straight now. They can sever the arteries of this country with the military, section, divide, and then deal with people one at a time. You can only fight a war if you already have a state. All else is an insurgency. And they're watched. Those number plates are watched by computers. And it's symptomatic of this mass surveillance state. Unlike the olden days, AI and automated surveillance is the order of the day, and it's hard to spend so much energy defeating it if like it's omnipresent. This is especially so in the cities and transport infrastructure. Where I am now, one of the reasons I like Avalon, amongst many other sacred natural places, is that there's no surveillance here in these English country lanes, surrounded by greenery, the old tourist. I kind of get to speak my mind. But the problem of transport is key, because you have to be a mobile target. If you stand still too long enough with your picket fence dream, you'll be picked off. This is why I don't think the old are going to survive. I don't think the stupid are going to survive. The sick won't be able to survive either, unfortunately. And we'll be faced with a load of enemies who are not sick and thoroughly well armed. And that will be the birth of the new dystopia. Now, if you don't have any transport to get away from that, you're fucked. If you don't have any transport, especially the ability to transport machine tools and heavy machine tools, you cannot set up your state elsewhere on a better wicket, on better terrain. Not unless it's modular, and certainly with a different vision of surviving, let alone thriving and combating the Jew. But you must be highly mobile. The more invisible you are, the better. I advocate privacy. I advocate privacy coins temporarily, whilst people should really be producing their own coins, their own currency, and stepping up to the plate to help their own community, to back that with collateral and working as a team. But for those who are trapped and those who don't have anything, and believe me, I know all about that, you have to be mobile and you have to move. I would stay in white areas, stay away from gangs, stay away from drug addicts who will prey on you to rob you for their habit. Stay away from CCTV. Try and stay away from roads as well. The pigs are on all the roads. They do have drones now, by the way. I've seen drones above my own yard being employed. Drones will be a thing of the future, by the way, and they'll be used to chase your transport. So I'm going to advocate for the first time quite a modern revolutionary policy to do with personal transport. Like, we need our own horse again. Now, yeah, it's got to be a mechanical horse, but this personal aircraft now that you can get to get yourself across water. You don't need ports, airplanes, and shit like that. I've seen little jetpacks, I've seen little quadcopters carrying people. I've seen the portent of the future. In terms of personal transport, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be becoming richer, richer enough to survive, to have actionable resources to make us highly mobile. So we are not being ticketed and used as a cash cow, because we'll be flying about. So I'm going to push flight as a way forward, in particular low-level flight. And the means to do that, and the means to do that outside of state Jewish power and state Jewish control. So transport could be effective struggle. It's not necessarily a weapon. I guess it could be used to deliver weaponry and arms. Good. But it can also be used for evacuation. And if you are in a sinking Titanic of a dystopia, the best thing sometimes is not to sacrifice everything in Stalingrad. Sometimes the best is to preserve your numbers and to fight on a better wicket. A wicket where you can do more damage. And right now, they own the skies. But this is the magnitude of what it's going to take to empower the individual to be a free man, to be able to fly the skies, to be able to get outside of Jewish control, to remote environments and to survive with a community or otherwise, but outside of Jewish control. So transport is key. And the means of doing that and evading Jewish control will be the make or break. But if we have our employment and we have our property, maybe we can at least pose a challenge. So, things which empower the self, I think have been gone through by many people, from evoking the masculine and staying fit, to staying out of debt, to being able to enter free-form thought forums and speaking your mind in freed speech, to providing safe houses and solidarity with those comrades or brothers who would show you the same courtesy. That your local action is effective. And it's going to need to be, because they're going to kill you. For all the greenery around me, don't be enamoured with heaven. Something to hold, but not to hold on to. Make sure your local action is effective. Blind them, blind the beast. Take down the CCTV lampposts with angle grinders. Bang. Shoot anyone with an air rifle who stops you. Just shoot them. People start to get the message. Don't want any more CCTV, thank you. The pigs turn up, spike them, and have an exit point. The pigs are not that smart, and it is possible to evade them with an in and out. But you must take the CCTV cameras out and you must start to blind them, especially the thermal imaging. Because they're going to be used, this mass surveillance, to hunt you down. As it started to emerge and as people starting to suspect on the scene, the mandatory vaccine issue, which in a previous podcast and previous show, I have actually predicted a retesting of the mandatory vaccine, which would therefore mean inevitable lockdowns as a result to maintain that pretext. It would be used as a catalyst to try and gaslight those who have been dispossessed, the elderly, the sick, the retarded, into fighting back to get the slaughter going. But the problem is you won't just stop with them. The real target is me and you. Those who are free. So make sure your local community knows it. Don't show any fear. One of the reasons I was able to achieve so much here in Glastonbury is because I spent years and years Rothschilding everybody, Jewing everybody, come what may, no matter what they said, going after the Freemasons, making the local community aware of the banking scam and the mortgage and rental scam, which is a neo-serfdom or neo-slavery device for our neo-slave catchers with their bourgeois, middle-class, cunting, smugging faces working for the rabbi. And we need to know who to target and who not to, and why we are targeting the people. So although there is a lot of talking heads around, it is useful to know what crimes they've done in terms of motivation for justice, especially for the Germans and for the Scots-Irish and for the Confederates. In fact, all those people who have fought for freedom in the past and paid with their lives. Some prison. Some end up permanently on the run, walking the earth like me. Not knowing my destiny. But advancing nonetheless. We target the Jews. We target the very, very worst of them. We target the very, very best of them. And we're going to confuse them. So we're nowhere to turn. Except to the middle Rothschild. And that's the key one. Because if we can attack both the stupid Jew and the clever Jew. And force the moderate Jew, the average Jew, into the Rothschild camp. With his common destiny. Then if Israel and Rothschild are destroyed, if they are taken down, even one of them would lead to a loss of Psi. You could see that whole dynasty fall as other piranhas moving, other cartels trying to feed on the whale carcass. And that's what it is. It is a whale carcass that knows it's going to die. If you notice, the Rothschilds are marrying in to everyone they can, all these other families, to make sure their genes survive. Because they really do believe they are the offspring of Satan, the seed DNA sequence of a fallen cannibal cult from Sumeria, and perhaps even darker beyond that. And these people have been in charge for thousands of years, and they'd studied their prey. One of the reasons the Jew knows how to rob everyone, make loads of money, and have maximum exploitation is because they see you as the prey. Like man, white man has studied the animals and learned to track them and how to trap them and how to live with them efficiently. The Jew is exactly the same, but in a negative entropic relationship with humans. They feed on us, literally. So anyone who doesn't kill the Jew, kill them. Anyone who doesn't kill a cannibal, kill them. Anyone who doesn't kill a pedo, kill them. Anyone who doesn't kill a rapist, kill them. And then you will know power. The nature of this threat, as Blackbird 9 says, a slime mould, is slowly, incrementally removing our internet complacency. Now, a lot of people will talk about the internet, but they don't really know anything about it. Don't care who they are. Even musicians who can use a bit of software. I am a believer in the internet, but I'm a believer in the internet for those who know how to use it. It's just a tool. And you can't blame the tool when the tool has been made shittier and shittier by the Jew. You have to make new tools. You have to make them improved and better. You have to understand them and get to know them and allocate time and energy, as I have, to research and deploy and to remember and revise, to do all that with the internet. And then you get the full benefits of it, in particular security. Otherwise you're just a bunch of primitives, a bunch of armies who are just going to be removed, gunpoint, shoved into a camp, jabbed off. I'm not a believer in going down quietly, pacifism, anything Christian which leads to the destruction of the people. Especially the good people. So on your comms, you want IPFS, download the IPFS app. Get IPFS Companion in your Brave browser. Start looking at open source security software. Code that can be checked. Start using Linux if you're not using Linux already. Raspbian on a Raspberry Pi is very useful to learn. Alternatives to IPFS, although I recommend IPFS, and this show will be in IPFS format. ZeroNet is also good. In fact, there's a whole suite of applications on ZeroNet where you can form communications infrastructure for effective struggle on a local and international level. For your VPN, you want WireGuard. You can use Tor. Tor just makes it more complicated. It's not NSA proof. You need stuff which is military grade. And the gap of occult technology from the Second World War to today has grown wider. And one of the things you need to push yourself is to be more advanced than the government, to be more advanced than the best, to ally with people who are also heretics and renegades, who made their name and cut their teeth on the truth and their skills so outside of that system, to ally with them and to work with them. So I do recommend, for making government proof websites, I do recommend fleek.co with ENS domains, so you can put, like I've got leedsunited.eth, you can send my Ethereum to my leedsunited.eth wallet. But you can also go there if you put in a DNS link, and it would come out as leedsunited.eth.link. So I do push fleek.co for deployment for your junior developers, so we can actually start having some decent government-proof, non-censored architecture. And for that, I do push Chris Troutner with the Permissionless Software Foundation. His SLP wallet, so you can make your own tokens, is very, very good. It gives you access to Bitcoin Cash. He's into total decentralization, which is good. And free speech, and he's sympathetic to our scene. So I do want people to help the Permissionless Software Foundation and to push more trustless banking with things like Atomic Dex, Trust Wallet, and MetaMask. And to remember that these resource controllers, the more you take away your resource and have them for yourself, the more these resource controllers will have less themselves. As long as you don't use their money, as long as you try and do that and live in a community which doesn't use their money, doesn't use the devil's pedo points. They are the offer makers. They'll sell you the earth. They'll give everything to you. They'll give everything to you. But you'll end up on that altar being sacrificed. Make no mistake. If I come across you, I'll put a £5 note in your mouth. So traitors globally. These people are not allowed to hide anywhere. For those who are about to fight, you have to realise the scope of what we're going to do. We're not just going to liberate your own lands in one endless series. We're going to try and do the largest hit on the Jew ever. Everywhere. But you must do the traitors first. If you're going to pull off something like that, a global liberation from banking Judaism, which has been in power of the gold and precious metals trade and eventually all other trades via usury for 6,000 years, you're going to need to hit them everywhere. Make sure they can't hide. Rip them out of their mansions, rip them out of their casinos, rip them out of their penthouses. And if you do manage to take control of a state or an area, lock them in their bank vaults permanently. We will be facing the largest tsunami of fiat money, or pseudo fiat money, in the form of Federal Reserve, central bank digital currencies, as they realise the theoretical threat that crypto, or indeed distributed ledger and blockchain technology, poses to them. We've never needed the Jew. We've never needed the money changers. They exist only as a parasite, a destructive parasite at that. Crypto, whether you agree with it or not, it showed people that there was a way of exchanging value outside of the Jew. And for that, it is a gift and will be shown to be so in history. And I do recommend people finding an expert in crypto to take tuition, to actually learn about the crypto scene, because you'll need to learn about it. Start with the privacy scene first, because you just want to protect your immediate value. But these federal central bank digital currencies are being released as a mechanism to tempt. as I said previously, they are the offer makers. And the offerings they'll give you will be unimaginable riches. But it will cost you your soul, and it will cost you your future when you're eventually backstabbed and betrayed by them. Even the most intelligent of men are deceived. The most genius and gifted and talented of men destroyed. Look at Beethoven. I think they bumped off Beethoven. I spent some time in Germany and Austria, and I've been to Beethoven's grave. Lead poisoning, they say. The Jew will destroy anything beautiful. And art can help inspire an age where peace and prosperity reigns, or to remind you during war what it is you're trying to preserve. But it's not going to remove the Jew. What's going to remove the Jew is me and you working as a team globally to hit these people where it hurts, to disrupt, dispel, and to destroy their financial and demonic infrastructure. To turn them into a statue of Ozymandias, eroding with the force of time. So it might be useful to FUD these central bank digital currencies, to FUD them like there's no tomorrow. Already, I reckon 4chan and BizShill will be on that. FUDing and destroying the government. I don't know if Monero is the winner or not, but you have to remain flexible in the crypto world. And I think we should use the crypto world as a way to fight these federal coins. And you're going to start to see certain key issues come out regarding these central bank digital currencies. For one, they're being used to buy all the housing stock now, which is why the rents are going up. This money has just been given out to BlackRock and Vanguard, and they've been distributing it to all their buddies to buy up real estate in every white Western country in the entire Western world, to buy all, every self-contained accommodation they're targeting. So you'll be renting. Your car, you'll be renting. Your job, you'll have to pay for the privilege to work for them. Chutzpah. We must focus on the money. We must focus on taking the nation. We must focus on building communities which comprise that nation, resistant to the spiritual corruption of the money that is incoming now. That will be used to buy or sell real estate. And people will take that poison coin. We have to differentiate them. We have to spot them. And we have to get rid of them. Remember the traitors first. Finally, I'd like to talk maybe a little bit more on who these cunts are. Now, you might think that it's a case of eyes wide shut and shit like that. And to be certain extent, there is that with the front men, particularly Freemasonry. But all those people are people without power. People who have to demonstrate power don't have it. If you have power over yourself, you don't need to demonstrate the power of yourself to anyone else. Because you know. And the enemy, Jewish enemy, are cowards. And I know this is a fact. And one of the things they're scared of, not really per se death, they're scared of hell. I'm very intimate with hell, and I know all about it. all about hell. I know what it is. And these people who've been sucking with that silver spoon at the taxpayers' teat, selling us out for the Jews, destroying millions of lives, not just now with a vaccine, they've been doing it for God knows how long. It's for those people we have to have justice. It's for those people we act and we are motivated to fight for, and the memory of that. They're satanic, want to live forever. Go check out the Immortality Institute, where they're altering telomeres and telomere degeneration so they can live and have life extension. You'll find them there. It's the highest bidder. Did a lot of investment. Into these big farmers by the bankers was on the grounds of life extension. They didn't want to face God. They didn't want to face judgment. So I say to all of you, the Jew is going to face judgment, not just in heaven, not just in hell, but here on earth, with me and you. Me and you, we're going to give them hell.
It's a test, designed to provoke an emotional response.